TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good morning and welcome to the AM edition of Driving with DeMarco. Today is Wednesday, May 22nd. I am on my way to work eastbound on the I-10. As you guys know, I remind you this a couple times a week. Greg lives on one side of Phoenix, the western side, and works on the other, the central side. Really, it's kind of like if you look at it on a map and Phoenix was directly in the middle and there was equal sides east and west, you would then shift it west a little bit. So when I get to Phoenix, the majority of my commute, like Phoenix the city, the majority of my commute has passed. So I would probably say 75% of the commute is west of Phoenix and 25% of it is east of Phoenix, if that makes any sense to you. What matters is that it's a long commute. There's a lot of traffic. It takes me anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes, depending on the day, to get to work. Even a little bit longer when we hit the high period of traffic, which, just so you know, is from October to March. But in doing so, I felt like I wanted to use that time wisely and wanted to put out more content. One thing led to another, and we got Driving with DeMarco. So there you go. I'm Greg DeMarco at ChairShot Greg on the Twitter. Driving with DeMarco is part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which is presented in conjunction with thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. All of our podcasts are available over at thechairshot.com. That's on social media at thechairshot.com. That's where you also get great content like Andrew's star ratings, like my ratings analysis, my YouTube ratings, where you get Tiffany's takes, where you get all of the amazing reviews and live recaps from Stephen Mitchell, and so much more. I'm leaving people out, and that sucks, but I would be here all day if I was telling you about all the great content that we have over at thechairshot.com. So just go there and check it out. Read, listen, and wear, because you can go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your very own chair shot t-shirt. T-shirts are great. They're all $19.99. We do make money off of those. Those do go to support the website. The website is something that we have to pay for. These things aren't free, and you know, it's supported by some advertising. It's also supported by your patronage over at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And right now, through May 27th, you can save 20% on any order at prowrestlingtees.com. Ours and anyone else's. It's not just a chair shot thing. It's anyone else's order. By using the promo code SPRING. S-P-R-I-N-G. SPRING. Put in that promo code, you will save 20%. You are still helping support a number of great causes and people. Because anybody that you support the chair or at Pro Wrestling Tees, they're getting that portion of the sales. So they're making money. You know, and obviously Pro Wrestling Tees has to make money in their business, but they have also paid out over $5 million in royalties to wrestlers, to podcasts, to websites, to other entities that are not themselves. So they've made a lot of money for...
Police reported ahead.
That money was made legally, so the police don't need to worry about that, even though they are reported ahead. So we're good there. Most of that $5 million has not gone to the chair shot, but it does help us, and we thank you to those of you who have ordered. We had several orders, quite a few orders already in the month of May, which I'm excited about. And now that sale is going on, take full advantage of it. Save yourself 20%. Make it happen. Today's topic is, of course, as you can imagine, inspired by last night's edition of WWE SmackDown. Like I said, today is Wednesday. It's May 22nd, and we did have some events that took place last night that warrant a response. Another good episode of SmackDown Live, you know, impacted by the wild card rule, of course, but it also featured the return of Dolph Ziggler. And I gotta be honest with you, I was really surprised by the reaction on the internet of the return, or to the return of Dolph Ziggler, because Dolph Ziggler, for the longest time, was one of the internet's favorite sons. And when he made his return, people were lukewarm, maybe cold is the better way to put it. And people just didn't seem to want to see it. And I was really surprised. Top it off with the fact that Ziggler was on fire. That was one of the most brutal attacks that we have seen in quite some time in WWE. It's like they said, hey, we've got less than 2 weeks before Super Showdown in Saudi Arabia. We need you. Build this match. And Ziggler said, hold my beer. And he went out there and did an amazing performance that, you know, in one a handful of segments, in one show, got me more excited for that event. And somebody even tweeted that out. Did these shows get you more excited for Super Showdown? Yeah. Yeah, they did. Because I look at Super Showdown for what it is on the wrestling side of things. Does it stink that they're going to Saudi Arabia and all the political stuff there? Look, it doesn't matter. As you guys know, as I shared last week on Twitter, I'm not political. I don't get involved in politics. I like my wrestling for my wrestling. I refuse to allow them to mix. So I'm going to watch it for the wrestling. If you need to, I can imagine that it's somewhere else. I also know that it supports this company that keeps the wrestling business moving, and that's WWE. And if I were in a position as well to make $120 million that is essentially pure profit, I'd probably do that too. So I get it. I get where WWE is in that equation. But what they've done now is they've put a unique matchup. Now, they already had Goldberg versus Undertaker, which is unique. First time ever. Triple H versus Randy Orton is going to be entertaining. Triple H has done an entertaining job on these shows. You know, and he's still one of the best in-ring storytellers that the business has ever seen. Now you add to the mix, and you've got Shane McMahon and Roman Reigns, and that'll be what it is. And you've got the 50-man Battle Royal. That's a spectacle for the Saudi Arabia crew, and that's fine too. But now knowing that Kevin Owens isn't going, and that we have, and I respect his decision. I don't hold that against anybody if they choose not to go. That's fine. I don't fault them whatsoever. And now we have Dolph Ziggler taking his place. And again, it's another example of when people want something new, want something different, and then when they get it, they don't like it. It's like, we want new, we want different. Oh, I didn't want that new and different. I wanted this new and different. Don't tell me you want new and different when what you really want is person A versus person B. When what you really want is push my favorite. Just say push my favorite. Don't say new and different, hoping that new and different is what you want when it really isn't. If you don't know what you want, then just let them entertain you. You know, because one of the things that the WWE has shifted, I've talked about the shift in the product repeatedly, because I believe in it. I believe it's there. I believe it's happening right before our eyes. And we usually don't see it until it's happened and people start renaming the era and all that. But there's more physicality. The presentation has changed and the company is definitely responding to potential competition. And I think they're smart too. You know, a lot of people say All Elite Wrestling isn't competition, and it's not. Not yet, but it's coming. It's got TV on TNT in fall, likely October. And WWE's not just going to sit back and wait for that to happen. They shouldn't. They're a business. They're a global giant for a reason. But knowing that Kevin Owens couldn't be there, they picked up the phone and they dialed up Dolph Ziggler. And Ziggler showed up and he did his brutal attack on Kofi Kingston. And he cut a very impassioned promo about why he has to win and about what he wants to do at Super Showdown. I don't expect him to win. I don't think anybody expects him to win. Maybe he wins and then loses it back right away. Who knows? But what this really did was put us in a position where we got a guy coming back who's been off for a while. He appeared at the Royal Rumble. He didn't appear in the months leading up to the Royal Rumble. He disappeared again, and now he's back. And he'll probably disappear again after Super Showdown. And people are complaining. They didn't want to see Dolph Ziggler. Now, for years, we pushed and begged for Dolph Ziggler to be the guy, to get the big push when he, you know, randomly won a title shot for SummerSlam. We're all excited and giddy and couldn't wait to see that match go down. And now, you know, there's so much new talent. There's this influx of talent, influx of new names that we want to see to grow and to do some amazing things. And we're upset by this. We're upset by Ziggler coming back. Like, sure, they could have busted out Aleister Black and had him
in 5.3 miles. Exit to exit 153, State Route 143, 48th Street, Broadway Road.
All right, lady, shut up. But, you know, when you look at the return of Dolph Ziggler, yeah, you could have carted out an Aleister Black and made a star out of him. but he probably just would have lost at Super Showdown. Then you would have complained about that. So you would have been happy, then you would have complained. There's really no making the internet happy. I'm excited for this, but I want to flip some perspective around on you for something that a lot of people have been asking for, something that, in many people's opinions, would be very beneficial to the product. And I've talked about it, and I talked about how it could benefit the fans, and that's an off-season. And we're not going to get an off-season because the WWE is a 52-week per year company, and that's the way it's structured, that's the way the TV deals are, and it's really just going to be impossible to give them a full-blown off-season. And saying that, you know, let NXT cover those months, that's not going to work for Fox or for NBC Universal. It just isn't. That's not what they're paying for. You'd have to restructure TV deals and lose money on the equation. I've talked about some other ways you can make it work by cutting down and not doing house shows for a month over the summer, or 2 months over the summer and only doing TV and taping TV right after you do TV, and so you have, you know, you only have to work once every 2 weeks. That sort of thing could definitely work as well. There's a lot. There's a lot of options out there that could really help talent by giving them a break and allowing them to rest. But one of the other things that's been suggested multiple times, with myself included, is having a rotating time off for talent, where talent gets 2 to 3 months off per year on a rotational basis, where you plan it and you rotate them off. And one of the big concerns is you lose your spot, and you've got to be able to come back in a prominent position. And what we just saw at Dolph Ziggler on Tuesday night on SmackDown is an example of how rotating talent would work. Ziggler came back by attacking Kofi Kingston, and he's in a prominent position. And judging by Twitter, no one really wanted to see it. And it just surprises me, because this is a prime example of something you've been asking for, and I don't even think you realize it. So let's think about this. This should work. You should want this to work, because it could be proof to WWE that they can give talent time off. And time off is beneficial to talent. You have everybody between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania, and then you rotate time off from there. And it could really be beneficial to the long-term health and happiness of your wrestling talent. They did that, and you're shitting on it because it's Dolph Ziggler. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm excited because Dolph Ziggler is a hell of a performer. Dolph Ziggler really is a mix of Shawn Michaels and Mr. Perfect. And I know those comparisons are often made between one or the other, but really it's a combination of the two. He can sell like nobody's business. He can deliver like nobody's business. A heel Dolph Ziggler is a better Dolph Ziggler, as is the case with a lot of wrestlers. And Dolph has really gone out there and delivered a storyline that people, in my opinion, should be able to get into. He got a reaction. He delivered a promo. He did everything you could possibly want him to do on that stage, on that show, to set up a match. And he's done more to make people excited for that match in one show than some other matches have been able to accomplish in a matter of months. He's way more important now than Braun Strowman is. He's way more important now than a lot of people are. And to top it all off, let's remember, everyone always complains that there's too much sports entertainment and not enough wrestling. There is nothing that wasn't wrestling about this. A sneak attack, a brutal attack, a chair over the head into the commentary table, and it's going to lead to a wrestling match and probably the payoff, and then Ziggler goes away again and he puts Kofi over. I mean, there's nothing more perfect than this. And if you don't like this, if you don't see how this, at least, okay, maybe you don't like it, and that's fine, that's an opinion. If you can't see how this is beneficial, you don't understand what you're watching. And that's what I talked about earlier in the week, when, you know, what experience is backing up your opinion? If you can't see how Dolph Ziggler returning and feuding with Kofi Kingston, even if it's going to be brief, if you can't see how that's a good thing, then I don't know that I want your opinion, because I don't know that your opinion is going to add anything. Because social media has given us the opportunity to share our opinions over and over and over again. But what does your opinion really mean? What is your opinion really teaching somebody? What is your opinion really helping? You know, your opinion should have a value to it. And it's up to you to create value in that opinion. It's not up to me to just value your opinion because it exists. Shit don't work like that. It's up to you to create value for your opinion, all right? It's like me saying that you should listen to the Greg DeMarco show, that you should listen to Driving with DeMarco just because I do it. That's not the case. That's not it. You should listen to Driving with DeMarco because I force you to with my opinions, by giving you content you want to hear. And that's the same exact thing about your opinion. Think about what you're watching. Dolph Ziggler returning and feuding with Kofi Kingston and putting him over is perfect. Ziggler still has name value. Ziggler is still recognizable. And Ziggler is only going to help Kofi and Kofi's reign. So I am 100% behind the return of Dolph Ziggler. And remember, other big idea for this week, this is a look. This is you know, peeling things back a little bit and seeing what a talent rotation would look like in WWE. And I'm not so sure you want it as much as you think you do. That will do it for today's edition, or the morning edition, excuse me, of Driving with DeMarco. I hope you have a really good day at work. Please take some time to listen to this week's edition of the Greg DeMarco Show. It'll be up on the website shortly. We had a lot of great discussions about the world of pro wrestling. Listen to the hashtag Miranda Show. That'll come up on Wednesday night, probably. It was a really good show this week. She's doing a great job, and she's learning and growing as a broadcaster and just doing amazing things, really taking ownership over that show. I talk less and less every week on that show, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing, and I'm really proud of the work that's gone into that show and the way that show has grown and developed and what we put on for you and the opinions that she's able to share, and they're really good, and so I think you should listen to that. And it also kind of goes into the world of wrestling a little bit behind the curtain later in that show, and it's worth sticking around for because it's a good discussion that you may not always get. I'm still really high on the world of pro wrestling right now. I have not come down off the high from this past weekend. I'm going to have a Facebook post about that here shortly at some point today. So you can, you know, I'm at Chairshot Greg on the Facebook as well. So definitely check that out. But I'm really excited about just wrestling in general right now. And I love what I've been doing, and I love the opportunities that we have. And I love the fact that you continue to listen, you continue to read, you continue to share and support the Chair Shot. So thank you for that. I hope it continues. You know, I welcome your feedback, especially if it's constructive. You can even email it to me. I don't share the email at every show, but you can email me, gregdemarco@thechairshot.com. If you're a writer and you want to come to a place where your opinion is valued and your opinion is shared and where it's okay if you disagree, as long as you do so in a respectable manner, come to the Chair Shot. We would love to have you. We are growing. We are a grassroots effort. We're a movement, as Christopher Platt would put it. And I really do hope that you see an opportunity for yourself there. So hit me up, gregdemarco@thechairshot.com, and I would welcome it. Quick personal note for myself. Today is May 22nd. I've mentioned it several times, more than I usually share the date. That's because it's my anniversary. Not only is it my anniversary, it's my 20-year anniversary. That's right. Big Daddy DeMarco has actually been hitched for 20 years today, and I made a Facebook post about it. I don't know why this person married me 20 years ago. I don't know what the hell she was thinking. She probably doesn't know either, but here we are 20 years later, and I love the lovely and talented Mrs. DeMarco. I've enjoyed the life that we've had together. It's been amazing. It's going to continue to be amazing. We've had several cross-country moves, all kind of changes. To see her grow and develop into the leader that she is in her industry has just been amazing, especially over the past few years. I love it. And, you know, I can't really put it into words. Like, 20 years is a really long time. And the only thing I've done for longer is being a wrestling fan. And that's just being a fan. I've been involved in the business for 13 years and writing about it for 10 now. So, yeah, it's a milestone, obviously. It's something that's amazing. It's something that I'm extremely proud of. But it's something that, you know, it takes work. But I wouldn't envision it any other way. Like, it's always just kind of been there, because that's what commitment's all about. And that's what, you know, and the commitment's a two-way street. I'm not, you know, downing anybody if you've been divorced or things haven't worked out, because, you know, unfortunately, a lot of times that's one side causing it over the other. And that's not good. But, you know, it's work. It takes work to put this thing together. It takes work to maintain that happiness. And sometimes you got to do things and you got to help people out. And it's just the way life is. So, but I'm excited. I can't share enough how excited I am about her. Name is Holly. You know, I always call her the lovely and talented Mrs. DeMarco. But 20 years today that we have been married. So we'll get back to the wrestling later today, I promise, but I did want to share that because I know people love the personal anecdotes and personal stories, and you know, we always say, you know, peek behind the curtain in the world of professional wrestling, also a peek behind the front door in the world of Greg DeMarco as a person. So I thank you for listening, I thank you for reading, I thank you for sharing, and I will talk to you later today on the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco.